I'd like to share with you something that Pastor Steve assigned to me when we had a senior pastor's SLAM, strategic leadership, leadership AM. Hindi ko alam kung ano yung AM, apostolic ministry. So we had a meeting with last January, mga worship leaders across Metro Manila. And then he wanted to meet up with senior pastors. I think next month, next time around, first batch of all the lead pastors across Metro Manila. Next month, it will be the second half of the lead pastors. So I'd like to share lang to us, since you guys talked about hermeneutics, I'd like to share, I had a chance to visit. I've been visiting our churches in Metro Manila. We're actually one church, 13 congregation. Congregation is one set of leadership team. And then we have 24 locations, 134 worship services. And so therefore we have around maybe 80 preachers every week. So you could imagine, I'm sharing that to you to just let you know that, you know, obviously the culture we have, which is empowering culture, we're not a one-man show, and yet at the same time, the need to level up constantly the way we speak the word or preach the gospel. So there's always a need for us to level up on that one. We cannot, you know, I don't think we can graduate on that one. I am personally regularly preaching every week in the morning. I am a lead pastor of Ortigas. Rico Ricafort is my boss. When I go to Ortigas, he's my boss. When he gets out, I'm his boss. But when I get here, I remember last year, it was Gilbert was part of my hub. My Metro Manila team is one of the guys carrying the load with me. January 1st, he has become my boss. Pambira, paano nangyari ito? He's saying, you know, I mean, he just got saved 25 years ago in an altar call in UPLB. He came forward, gave his life to Christ. While I was preaching the gospel, he came forward. Now he's my boss. So he was asked by Rachel Ong, sabi niya, so how was it so far? You know, eh, puro mga ano niya, Joey Bonifacio, di ba? Yung mga direct ano sa kanya eh. So, how was it so far? Oh, sabi niya, Ferdy gave me an assignment, you know, on the spot. He gave me an assignment. And then he paused. He looked at me and says, that's the last one. That's the last one. Realize ko, boss ko nga pala, inutusan ko. So huli. And so I was commanding my, you know, but just sharing that to you, just to let you know, ganun talaga eh. We want to have, we're believing the future. We believe we are not a one-man show. We're not into personality. We don't have that personality-conscious philosophy and ministry. We believe in the future. We believe in future leaders. One of these days, the younger ones will be leading this movement. So since we're most of us are in our 50s, you might as well see them lead now, right before our eyes. So I guess sharing that to you, just to let you know that all of us are in that same scenario where we're not here forever. We have to raise men and women who will help lead this movement. And there'll be times these people who you'll be raising will be better than you are. And it would take a secure leader to know that, thank you, Lord, I have men I'm raising as leaders who are just as anointed, if not even better. And Lord, by the grace of God, help us so that we can continue on this movement in this city, in this province. I just want to share that to us. Now, having said that, even in preaching, we deploy, we trust young men to be preaching around Metro Manila. And Pastor Steve, we try to do our best. I personally have been burdened 2007 when I read a book about blogging sinabi doon, if you are as a leader, your constituents should be reading your article. So in other words, as a leader, you should be, in a way, you know, your people should be, not should be, but should be being, you know, being helped or influenced by your blog. Idea lang yun sa isang book. Because of that, I started blogging. And my burden, why I blogged 2007, is to prepare a sermon flow, because I was thinking about our victory group leaders in Manila, and also I was thinking about our provincial pastors. You guys are in my mind. Okay, kasi pambira, ni dito nga sa Manila, hirap na ako gumawa ng sermon. Paano ako mag-isa ka kaya dun sa kasuluk-sulukan ng Pilipinas? Diba? Dito nga, we get to meet regularly. Kami ni Steve started out when Steve and I saw each other, bump each other sa mall. Sasamahan niya si Deborah magsa-shopping Saturday. Ako naman, may bibilin na errand si Judy. So, nagkasabay kami. Oh, hey, where are you guys going? Oh, what about you? What are you gonna do? Just a company here, and then I'll prepare a sermon somewhere. Oh, let's just meet in Starbucks. Doon nag-start yun, and we started preparing sermons together. And then became regular na. And then we started having people coming around. And then it came to a point where we started preparing for series and then preparing for the next year. So it has become so organized that I think we've been doing this for, 3-4 years. Now we prepare sermons for the next year. At least to plot it out and get ready. And so when we came to that point, I lost my desire to blog. Kasi nga meron na tayong Winston Reyes na email sa atin, di ba? But pa, ito na si Winston, di ba? And why blog if you can tweet, di ba? May tweet na eh. Bakit ba mag-blog, di ba? That was my Winston Reyes na. So, that's my journey. And during the time when I was blogging, simple lang, 3 points, 1 point, whatever, you know, it's very short lang. During that time, I would always call Ray Corpus. Ray Corpus used to be our missionary to Istanbul during that time. And I would give him a call on a Wednesday. Tuesday, staff meeting, tapos medyo siliping ko na yung sermon, yung mga text. Wednesday, gumagawa na ako ng outline for the blog. Kasi parang practice mo na rin for the outline for the sermon next Sunday. So, you might as well go and make a flow. So, tatawagan ko na yun. Pag meron ng flow, I'll give him a call, give him my sermon, and then, sige, but what about this? So, ano kami? I would spend, long distance call yun, just to call him on a regular basis. And why Ray Corpus? Because I found someone who is a genius in you're studying hermeneutics, diba? Homiletics, making an outline. Yung flow lang ba? You have your flow of the sermon, pero iba yung presentation niya in English. Kasi he was actually an uneducated, he was illiterate, but he used to sell banana queue in front of a factory when he was young. And then, nagkaroon siya ng friend, invited siya sa Baptist Church, dinisciple siya ng Amerikanong missionary, challenged siya to study English, to learn English. And then, meron yung one time, from Bicol to Manila, every time may makita siyang mga words na hindi niya maintindihan sa newspaper o sa susulat niya sa papel. Pagdating sa bahay, chicheck niya yung dictionary. So that's how he learned. And then he would read a nursery rhymes. Alam niyo yung nursery rhymes sa mga bata, di ba? Yung nursery rhymes nga, hindi nga natin alam yung English dun eh. So ang gagawin niya, titingnan niya yung dictionary, titingnan niya yung mga words doon sa nursery rhyme. Minsan din niya rin ano. So it came to a point where he finished elementary, high school. Mga 25 na yata siya nang nag-college sa UP. Journalism sa UP. So yung wordsmithing niya, magaling. Mabilis siyang mag-ano. You give him the flow. Ganto, what about this, Ferdy? So if I lost some of my sermons, I'll just go back to my PM, yung history ng PM naming dalawa sa Facebook. Andun yung mga sermons na pinaggagawa namin all these years. So kung sakaling magkawalaan, okay lang. Yung ibang sermons ko andun pa sa PM. And so I'm sharing this to you. This is our, not struggle, but a healthy struggle every week where we prepare sermons. Na ngayon, we might say it's easier because we have the email coming from Winston Reyes, number one. Number two, some of you probably are delayed 1 week, so you have the chance to listen. To some of our sermons, and I'm just hoping you're not copying our mistakes. But anyways, And so yun yung ano, which is good, but it doesn't excuse us in preparing and knowing how to prepare and know our craft as pastors. This is our craft. Ito ano natin to, kumbaga bread and butter natin tong preaching of the word. One of the reasons why people would travel several minutes or hours just to go to our service is, besides worshiping God, is to hear the word of God. And from there, you know, they faithfully give their tithes and offerings and so on and so forth. And so even though meron tayong ano dyan, Winston, meron tayong mga things to ano, but we still have to know our craft and prepare. A student asked me yesterday in the class, he says, should I follow Winston's outline? Kasi minsan I feel like parang I have something same ano, sabi ko, but do what you need to do. Ang importante, you follow the outcome-based objective. Kasi kung susunod ka sa series, tapos hindi ka naman sumusunod sa outcome-based objective, nag-series ka pa. Hindi mo naman pala finu-fulfill ano yung pinaramis mo sa mga tao. Kasi yung outcome-based objective, yun yung parang direction ng promise mo sa mga tao eh. So you just have to make sure nag-co-connect doon. Now, do you need to always follow the outline that he hindi gawa lahat ni Winston yun. We've assigned groups of people in Metro Manila, and they came up with a general direction, and then homiletics, and then hermeneutics, homiletics presentation and outline. Our best effort lang yun, but that's not necessarily the sermon that you should be preaching verbatim. Huwag namang verbatim. Kumbaga, ano ka rin, pagpawisan mo rin. Kasi your work is your title deed to something. Pag walang effort, parang hindi mo pag-aari. So you really have to go through it. Now, there are times, swak yung outline, swak yung text. But there are times pag medyo hindi mo bagay yung outline sa'yo, don't follow it. Minsan nga nilalagay pa ni Winston yung mga illustration niya sa Metro East. Have you noticed? Victor Group Leaders. I hope you don't use his illustrations. Please. I hope you're not using it. You know your world, you know your context, and I'm sure. So feel free to, and one of the students asked me, do I need to always have 3 points? And I know this is about 3 points. Sabi, no need, you don't have to, but, you know, if it presents itself, last Sunday nga, 6 points ako, eh, 1.5 minutes per point eh. Banat lang, Matthew 16, verse 18 ba yun? On this rock, I will build my church. Doon pa lang, tatlo na points ko dun eh. On this rock, foundation, I will build my church. My formation is the one forming it, supernatural formation. My church, fellowship, di ba? You know, it's so, doon pa lang, 3 points na. Meron pang, the gates of Hades shall not overcome. Meron pang ano dun. Tapos mamaya, I'll give you the keys. So may ano pa dun, may function pa in church. But if you, so anyway, so it's not always 3 points, but there's always in communication, kasi I don't know if you've noticed Steve Jobs. Three-pointer din siya, three-pointer. May reasoning din minsan. Pero kung wala naman 3 points sa ano mo, outline mo, you don't have to be stuck to 3 points. Kung 2 points, di 2 points. 1 point, di 1 point. 1 points. 1 point, di 1 point. Okay lang, no problem. Now, going back to what's happening here. So I had the chance to visit Metro Manila after I preached in the morning, 9 and 11. I would go to different worship services in the past. Yung show up lang ako sa likod, upo lang, watch, observe, then uwi na ako. This time, I decided, because Steve apparently is listening to the podcast, even though he's in the U.S. Now he's parang, what is happening here? Hindi niya nakilala kung sino-sino na yung nasa ano natin, victory.org.ph. Sa website natin, hindi niya nakilala sino itong mga to. So he instructed, just put there, whoever the apostolic team in the senior pastor or whatever. So they're fixing it now. So he would listen and he basically pour out his heart to me or to us. Ano na yung naririnig niya? Ano ba to? Ba't ganito? So he was pouring out his ano to me. Kasi siyempre, the buck stops here, di ba? So ang ginawa ko na lang, okay, instead of me listening to podcasts, I decided to visit. So last Sunday after I preach, I just went and did surprise visits. So, shock si ano, Jerry ng Nuvali. Andres. So I went there. Ooh! well, why are you here? Who's with you? Just me. So I sat down in front and then, ito lang ba? Are you attending later? No, no, I'll go to Robinson's, sabi ko. Ba? Tinext niya yung sa Robinson. So pagdating ko doon, alam na nila that. Sabi ko, next time di ko na sabihin. Basta show up na naman. So I would sit down in front, take down notes, and I just take down notes. And so don't have time to do feedback. So I would go run while he's praying. I'd go now go to the next service. And then I went after Santa Rosa and Robinson's, I went straight to Alabang and listened to Ryan Guidor naman, 7 o'clock in the evening. So while he was doing ministry time, I went home na. Pagod na ako. So I went home and then just had feedback over the phone and then talked to the senior pastors afterwards. So next Sunday, I'll do it again. I'll do a surprise visit and just go there and listen to them. Listen to our lead pastors. And I'm sharing this to you just to let you know that, this is the priority of the apostolic team when they said, hey, why don't we appoint men who would take care, since the widows are neglected, why don't we appoint men filled with the spirit and wisdom, faith, and so on and so forth, so that we can concentrate on what? Doing the ministry of the word and prayer. And so, at the end of the day, this is who we are. This is what we do. This is our craft. I hate to say craft, but this is our focus, the word of God. And so today, I just realized, okay, let me come up. When Steve assigned me a day before the slam, why don't you prepare tomorrow, share in 8 minutes. 8 minutes, okay. So I prepared something. So I'd like to share that to you today. The call to biblical preaching. What when you say the call to biblical preaching, what are the items, what do we mean when we say biblical preaching? Biblical preaching means, at least I came up with 3 lang, okay, for the sake of our, there's a lot, okay, you have to go through a conference seminar and go through Pastor Paul and so on and so forth to learn that. But for the sake of our time here, I have 3 with me I'd like to share with us. But before I delve into it, coming from Nehemiah and Ezra, allow me to just, the challenge that's before us is, are we called to be teller of dreams, or are we called to be preachers or speakers of His Word? Teller of dreams ka ba, or speaker of His Word? So parang pareho, pero let me look at my context. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 28. Let's look at that right now. Jeremiah 23, 28. And this is what it says. Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream. Prophet ka ba? O sige, you tell your dream. But let him who has my word speak my word. Just in case you didn't get the first word. Speak my word faithfully. You see here a contrast between a prophet who's telling his dreams. Let them tell the dreams. But those who has my word, let them tell my word faithfully. I think the second part is who we are. The Lord has called us to be preachers and speakers of His word. And we are mandated to do it faithfully. Faithfully. Prophet ka ba kamo? O sige, share mo yung dreams mo. Attend ka ng mga, you invite, get yourself invited in different forums. But as of you and I, we're called of God on a regular basis to speak His word. Just in case you miss it, why we need to be faithful, why we need to do this, because it is His word. What else? Kinontrast niya yung prophet saka yung tayo. Sabi niya ngayon, what is straw in common with wheat anyway? Declares the Lord. Is not my word like a fire? Like, in other words, just to drive a picture. Ano ba yung word ni God? Parang fire yan. Speaks of power, declares the Lord. Hindi mo pa na ano yan? Okay, let me give you another illustration. Like a hammer. that breaks the rock in pieces. Do you know the transforming power of that word? Ganong katindi yung word ni God. It's like a hammer that shatters the rock. Parang Thor, you know. Pag ganon yung and the word of God is like a hammer that shatters the rock into pieces. That's the word of God. But he contrasted it to people who are just telling their dreams. I hope every Sunday you don't just go there and tell your dreams. I hope you go there and preach God's word. And you do it faithfully, knowing that it's powerful and it changes hearts. It inspires people and what keeps people coming week in, week out to our congregations. It's because of the very words of God speaking, being spoken through mighty men and women who are faithfully preaching it. So, having said that, now, in the past when we were smaller here in Manila, some of us in the province, iba-ibang sizes natin, mayroong konti pa lang tayo, may medium size, may larger size. Siyempre, there are times you're desperate enough na you want more people to come. You want more people. So it's okay. You know, I mean, draw as many people as you want. I was like that. I was an usher way back 32 years ago. That was my first ministry. I was a counter. I count people. And I always get excited every week when it started growing from 80 to 120, 130. Kasi tigabilang ako, so excited ako. So pag lumalaki na, lumalampas na ng 100, tapos 130, 150. And so I saw that. Pero ngayon, you know, it's even embarrassing to mention the, you know, how many thousands we have in Metro Manila sa sobrang laki. And so now before we're desperate to have people, but now we have services where people are lining up packed with people. Talagang nakakapila pa lang. May electricity na, hindi pa nag-start yung service. No, Isabel? But I don't want you to get caught up with that idea that it's not because you have packed services, it doesn't mean it's a good standard affirming that you're preaching biblically. It's not a good affirmation that you're preaching the word of God, preaching biblically. Not necessarily. Why is that? Because even actors and comedians can pack places. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be a preacher to pack a place. If our gauge is packed place, then wala, medyo ano yung standard natin ng ano, as far as preaching biblically. Are we here today? Whether we have small, medium, or large sizes congregations, I want you to know, you are called of God to preach the gospel, preach the word of God biblically. And here are, what do we mean when we preach? Anyway, so let me, you know, this is a long introduction, short, ano lang. How do we, why am I saying this? Kasi I believe that, you know, in our Filipino context and culture, we are alam niyo yung CNN pupunta sa, ano, yung pupunta sa depressed areas, ang dami tao, nakangiti, mga bata, walang tsinelas, ngusin-ngusin, pero nakangiti, picture-picture. So, yun ang culture natin. We love to laugh. Hindi tayo stoic na culture. Very happy tayo na culture. So, it's good to have humor in our when we communicate. And in fact, Charles Spurgeon, one of the respected preachers of all time, mentioned that he used to receive so many criticism and flack from people because of his humor in sermons, in his sermons. And masyadong ano nung panahon niya, masyadong talagang ano. But the guy is such a genius. When he read newspapers, he would read books. He could watch mga play. He could memorize the script, the conversations. He has photographic memory. He has photographic memory. He could memorize easily. Newspapers, babasahin niya, ibang klase, magbasa ng mga books yan, ibang klase. That's why when he preaches, talagang malalim, ano. Kaya lang, daming humor sa sermon niya. So yung mga evangelical critics outside would critic him and says he should not be that way. Sabi niya naman, ang sagot niya, let me quote what he said. He said, if you just know how much humor in my sermon I have suppressed. You know, in other words, he has suppressed so many humor already in his sermons. Kumbaga, kung alam lang nila na sinuppress ko na napakasangkatutak na humor, they could be treating me lightly, okay? So he said, he also said, I must confess, I would rather hear people laugh than I would see them asleep in the house of God. Okay? I'd rather get the truth into them through the medium of ridicule than I would have it neglected or leave the people to perish for lack of reception of the message. So what he's saying is, he's very strategic as a preacher. In other words, para siyang arrow. Alam niyo, sa arrow, di ba? You have a bow and arrow. Ang goal natin is for that arrowhead to hit the heart. That might be the content of your sermon or the word of God. But the feathers, yung feathers, yun yung mga humor mo. Yun yung mga illustrations mo. Pero ang goal ng feather is to strategically make that arrowhead hit your point. But not the opposite. Yung humor mo, hindi yun ang arrowhead. It should only be strategically used in order to accomplish your mission. What's your mission? To hit the spot. To hit the mark. And that arrowhead should be at the very center of your mark. That's our goal. Now, if that is our goal, then use illustrations and use humor to guide that goal. And so that's why I was talking to, maybe I can use pastor one of the pastors that I was, you know, and he said, I was talking to, and he said, and I told him, look, sino sa inyo dito yung nakakita na kanyang preacher na tatayo pa lang, parang gusto mo nang matawa? Yung titingin na natatayo pa lang yung preacher. Meron sa atin, tatayo pa lang. Gusto nang mag-repent, di ba? So iba yung disposition natin eh. So I was talking to this preacher and I told him, look, you mentioned I was just kidding 5 to 6 times in your entire sermon. You don't have to. Yung disposition mo pa lang, matatawa na yung mga tao. Hindi mo na kailang mag-meander, dudukot ka ng story dito just to say, I was just kidding. No need. Kasi yung disposition mo, masaya na eh. Ikaw, pag may nagbanggit ka lang simply rito, yung mga tao naka-smile na, tatawa na eh. Tapos dadagdagan mo pa ng kwento na you're just kidding. Ang next question doon is, how much of your sermon is really serious and you're not kidding? Nakuha yung point? How much is it that's really the word of God and you're not kidding? If you're always apologizing that you're just kidding in your sermon, sa reception ng wedding, gawin mo yun. Para masaya. I was just kidding. Okay, but sa sermon mo, avoid it. Kasi hindi siya, no, you're preaching the word of God and you're telling people you're just kidding. It's kind of sad. So I was telling him, you don't have to do that. And so there's some of us who have to memorize our punchlines just to get people laugh. Susulat pa sa outline. Para alam mo kung saan yung punchline, di ba? Pag sabi mo, pag nagtawa na, sabi ko na, buti lang na nag-work, di ba? And so, there are people like us na ganun eh. Meron yung sa atin dito, hindi, walang ka-effort, tawa ng kagad mga tao eh. So medyo na nakakainggit, pero okay lang, di ba? But I want us to know, I believe personally that there's no room for comedy in the pulpit. No room. Humor, yes. But comedy, go to the comedy bar in Quezon City. Just go there, you know? But this is Sunday's worship. This is not comedy bar. Are we here today? Are you hearing me? And so, there's a balance. There's a balance. Strategic yung preaching mo. Yung humor mo, may reason bakit mo ginamit. Hindi lang yung kasi, kinakabahan ako, kailangan matawa, matawa sila para ma-loosen up ako. Ikaw pala yun, hindi sila. Kailangan matawa sila kahit papaano para, you know. Okay, so, once again, it's humor is a tool to build with and a weapon to fight with. It's not a toy to play with. Okay, it's a weapon. It's a tool to build with. So, biblical preaching. When we say biblical preaching means you preach reverentially. Reverentially. It's just my way of, you know. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 5 to 6. And it says, Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people. Remember, Nehemiah and Ezra, they're opposites. Si Nehemiah yung leader talaga. When you talk about Nehemiah, leadership, di ba? When you talk about Ezra naman was called on as well to help build the spiritual condition of the people. It's not just building the wall, but building, once again, a devotion to God, back to God, and building back the worship to God. And so both of them came in and built the nation. And so here he was. Ezra stood up, opened the book in the sight of all the people. In another version, it says, he opened the scriptures on a platform. In other words, in the sight of all the people, kita siya ng mga tao. So, in other words, logistically, medyo merong logistic aspect dito. Yung mga services natin, yung the way na paikot mo ng upuan na ganon, may reason yun. Yung ilaw, enough light, lightings, enough ano, yung mga ganon. So, kinukonsider din. So that people can see. And then, for he was above all the people. So, sinisinsin nyo pa makuha. In-explain pa. He was above the people. Bakit? Kasi hawak niya yung word. Kailangan makita siya. You're able to see people's eyes. Last Sunday, as the start of the service, medyo I was doing something on the side. And then pagpasok ko, nakita ko yung worship leader. Alam niyo yung salamin na, no, na pag tinamaan ng spotlight, nagkakakulay.
Yes.
Yung ganon. Sabi, oh no, eh half na ng worship. Suit niya yung parang, what is this? So sinabihan ko yun, no, tanggalin. Why is that? Kasi when you're leading, when you're preaching, kailangan kita nila yung mata mo eh. Makita yung sincerity, makita yung, nagko-communicate kasi mga mata natin. So, pag may salamin ka tapos kumikislap, hindi makita mata mo, it's really hard. So, so in the sight, it was above all the people so people can see him. And he opened it and the people stood. And that's where we get the idea of, let's all stand as we read God's word together. That's where we got the idea. You know, it's in reverence to his word, di ba? So, I don't know if you do that, but I do it regularly. I got used to it. And so, and Ezra blessed the people, and great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen, lifting their hands, and they bowed down their heads and worshiped Ezra. Did they worship Ezra? He wasn't the center. The center was God. The challenge for us is to direct people, when we are preaching, always directing people back to God and back to Christ, not to ourselves. I hope our people will come out of our services impressed in their thinking, I wish I could read my Bible more. I want to read my Bible more. Ang galing, I want to read my Bible more. Rather than come out from our service and says, ang galing nung keynote, ano, may apoy pa, gumagalaw pa, may earthquake pa. I hope our keynote are not so kiddie. You attract so many, so you do that in kid church. But I hope we're not so, minsan kasi tayo mismo fascinated doon sa mga so people are now enamored with your keynote rather than enamored with the word. Let the keynote support you. Let not the keynote be the center. Is that okay? So especially you guys who are very high techy, minsan ang tendency is to hide behind technology and you have forgotten what would happen to you kung wala na yung technology. Ano na mangyayari? Can you still preach? You know, there was one guy, there was huge LED. Alam niyo, nakakita mo kay LED, ba? Laking LED. Tapos may monitor sa halapan. Tapos mayroon pang laptop sa pulpit. Ang daming screens. Sabi ko, okay. When I miss the days when you just go up with the Bible.
Yeah, right.
I miss the days when you go up and just get your Bible and put it on top of the pulpit.
Right.
And you open the scriptures and you read. Let's all stand as we read God's word. And then you read. Nagbabasa ka pa lang, umiiyak na sila. I miss those days. Nagbabasa ka pa lang, penetrated na yung heart nila. Nakaisamin? And then, pag-start mo pa lang, people are ready to receive. Here it is, Lord. Speak to me. You get my point? Ngayon, hindi talagang kailangan mo. Screen all over the... Okay, there's nothing wrong with screens. But I'm just saying, let's learn to go back and learn our craft. The preaching of the word and so reverentially, that's my point. Reverentially, and they worship God. There's proper attitude. The people had the right attitude. They worshiped the Lord. They lifted their hands, and they had proper response. They worship God. I hope they worship God more after we preach. After we preach, I hope they're very encouraged and ready to face the world again. And can't wait to come back next Sunday. And so that's number one. Number two, preach the word. Biblical preaching for me means you preach expositorily. So I invented a new term just to drive a point, okay? You can check it on your dictionary app. Expositorily, okay? You preach expositorily. Alam niyo na, expositor, you know, I'm not saying that topical is not biblical or textual is not biblical. No, I mean, biblical din yun. I'm just saying, because of the limited amount of time you have, 30 to 40 minutes, parang if you're used to topical, okay lang. I mean, kung talaga style mo yun, talaga naman nag-aral ka, pinag-aralan mo lahat ng background each text, di okay lang naman, no problem. I'm just saying, with the limited amount of time, if you can just be faithful with one text, one passage of a scripture, and you just go through it. And let me read the passage here in Nehemiah chapter 8. They read from the book, from the law of God, clearly. We have to read it clear. So when you're reading the text, don't be in a hurry. Iniislang mo pa. Wag na, diretsuhin mo. Yung gandang pagbasa. Read it clearly. Wag kang nagmamadali. Okay lang kung nanginginig ka. Okay lang yun. Pero yung you're reading it so quickly, may slang pa, talo tayo doon. Just read it clearly. And they gave the sense. Now some preachers, they're not giving sense. They're making it cloudy even more. Don't make it cloudy. Give sense. You read the text, let it be exposed. When they read it, ay ganun pala, ay grabe, ganun pala yun. Rather than you impose, let it be exposed from the scripture, exegit. So for me, that's expositorily. You go line by line as much as you can, and then let it come out. And let them appreciate, and let them see, let the reader, ganun kami ni, ano, ni goal namin lagi ni Ray Corpus. Ferdy, mas maganda to, para lagi namin comment, para pag narinig ng mga leaders natin, repeatable. Easy to remember. Oo nga. Sige. So ano pa? Ano yung third? Bro, medyo, yung ito medyo rendering na ito pa nakakalito. Oo nga, nakakalito nga. Balikan kita. Can I call you back? Ganon kami. Minsan, oh, sige, I'll get back with you later. As mami, oh, ito na. This is better. Tapos lagay siya doon. And then, kaya easy yung mga flow. Easy yung mga points. Hindi yung mga clunky points na ang haba-haba na parang thesis sa seminary. Kasi ganun, alam niyo ba ganun ang thesis seminary? Kasi they want to impress the professor. The eschatological, chronological, you know, ramification of the eschatological perspective of the, ano na yun, title ng isang chapter. Ganun ka titindi yung mga wordings. Eh wala naman tayo sa seminary, hindi naman natin impress yung professor. We're talking about the mothers and the fathers and the businessmen and the people in our church. The simpler, the more na easy to remember, the better. And then our small group leaders can repeat it while they're doing that week.
So isipin mo lagi yung hindi lang to feed, but to help the victory group leaders. Remember your points that even through their victory groups, without quoting your name, basta lang nagpo-flow din sila. So yun yun. So clearly, and gives the sense, so that the people understood the reading. So that's why I put there, biblical preaching for me is preaching expositorially. Now, can you add verses? Yes, please, do that. You know, to enhance lang yung direction mo. Pero minsan, it's hard to have points like this one. Okay lang na Nehemiah, tapos mamaya I'll use Ezra. Okay lang yun, kasi magkakamag-anak yung dalawang. In the Hebrew Bible, one book lang yan eh. Ezra. Nehemiah saka Ezra, ano yan, one book lang yan naman. So okay lang. So what I'm doing right now is suppository pa rin to. Okay, I go through one book. But anyways, distinctly, you're giving sense, causing the people to understand. Number three, responsibly. Responsibly. We'll have a question and answer siguro later. Responsibly. So when you say biblical preaching, what I'm saying is, you preach the word reverentially. There's such when I say reverentially, you have to understand, the Catholics and the Anglicans, alam niyo sa England, Anglicans kasi yung mga ano doon eh, they're very much into majestic altars. Talagang yung bato, talagang, tapos yung ano, pagpasok mo palang, whoa! Wala pang tao yun, ha? Impressed ka na doon sa ano. Ganon yung mga Anglican and Catholics. We all, most of us are Catholics. So very elegant yung kanilang altars. Mga Baptists and Evangelicals, on the other hand, they put a high premium on the pulpit. Kaya if you notice yung mga ibang conservative Evangelicals and Baptists, yung kanilang podium na kahoy, minsan natatangkad pa. Pag pandakan, hindi ka na makita eh. Yung ulo mo na lang makita eh. Nakakita na mo yung ganun? Ano ba yan? Si T.D. Jakes, ang laki nung ano nun. Di ba? Malaki yung ano nun. Di ba? Pulpit nun. Tagal akong dinanunod kasi. But ang laki ng pulpit nila. Talagang, why? Because these people, they put a high premium on the word. Yung mga Anglican and Catholics, they put a high premium on the majestic awesomeness of the altar. The Baptists and the Evangelicals and Conservatives are the word. Kaya pulpito niyan. Talagang main event ng buong service. While the Charismatics and the Pentecostal, wala lang. Asa yung Bible? Ay, oo nga pala, kailangan nga pala, no? Nasaan nga ba yung Bible ko? Meron pang pastor, dumaan, umatend ako one time ng isang service. Talagang ano yung pastor? Talagang on fire. So, gusto niya ma-explain pang maigi. So, ang ginawa niya, man, tapos binagsak niya yung Bible sa floor. So pagbagsak niya na sa floor, yung mga tao na baka matapakan eh. Eh talagang pinagpapawisan pa siya. Yung Bible nasa floor. So yung mga tao, please don't step on the Bible. Parang nawalan ng sa sobrang ano, nawalan na ng ano, ng pwesto. Okay, Elizabeth. So I'm not saying most of the time may tendency on this side. I don't want us naman na yung pulpito natin hindi ka na makita, okay? I don't want, wala, obviously wala tayo dito. I hope we're somewhere in the middle where we put a high premium on the scriptures. We do that by the way we stand in front of the people with sense of confidence. Pag hindi ka ready, pag hindi ka confident, okay lang naman hindi ka confident, saka feeling mo hindi ka ready. Okay lang naman yun eh. Huwag mo lang ipakita na hindi ka confident, hindi ka ready. If you can pretend, pretend. But what I'm saying is, this is the word. This is the word of God. And this is time for the people to hear it. And you, your disposition towards the word is there's a sense of fear and alam mo, iba, maganda yung kinakabahan ka pa rin once in a while. That means, Lord, thank you, Lord. And then before you even preach, ask your wife or your staff next to you, please pray for me. If my daughter is next to me, nung medyo high school pa siya, umaten pa with me, I'd ask her to pray for me. Ngayon wala na, nasa Katipunan na siya. She's in Victory Katipunan. But So reverentially. Number two, expositorily. Number three, responsibly. Responsibly. Ezra chapter 7, verse 10, and it says, this Ezra went up from Babylon. He was a scribe, skilled. That's what I want to emphasize. That's what I've been telling you. You know your craft, skilled in the law of Moses that the Lord, the God of Israel, had given, and the king granted him all that he had asked, for the hand of the Lord, his God, was upon him, skilled. So once again, we have a culture, at least in my service in the 9/11, after I preached the 9 o'clock, I asked two or three of my pastors or staff, what do you think? Gagather ko na sila. So what do you think? Anong sa tingin mo? Okay ba yung, mukhang ano yung illustration ko kanina, ano? Yung, minsan, hindi ko na iniintay sila. Sila na lalapit sa akin, Pastor 41, ano lang, oh, ano yun. Yung kwento mo kanina, masyadong graphic. Oh, ay, yung ano, oh, yung ISIS na pinutulan ng, ano, ng 8-year-old na binehead yung isang, ano, ah, ganun ba? Ah, sorry, I'm not gonna use that at 11 o'clock. So, up to now, I still have some of my guys telling me, ano yung emphasize, ano yung hindi emphasize. My time na, okay, may time na merong mga points na ina-highlight nila, and I listen to it. In fact, I pursue that because I want to make sure. So ang nangyari, yung 9 o'clock, parang experimental. 11 yung talagang perfect na. But there are times, 9 yung okay, hindi ko maibalik sa 11. Sabi ko, ma'am, hindi na. Okay, podcast mo yung 11, yung 9. But anyway, hindi ko na mabalikan eh. So I have different sermons in each service. So, you know, I mean, you have your prepared, no? Pero iba eh. Sino sa inyo, isa lang service pinagpipreachan mo? Isa lang. Meron yung iba, isa lang eh. Isa lang, ano? So, no choice. This is it, Lord. No second chance. Lord, you better show up now. I can't redeem myself. So, pag may second service, pagkat may redemption pa eh, di ba? But anyways, but we see here the next verse extra, okay, the next part here, verse 10. And he set his heart to what? Study the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach his statutes and rules in Israel responsibly. In other words, ano ka ito sa pinipreach mo, hindi lang ito ineko, hindi lang ito plagiarize, kinuha mo lang ano na hindi mo ito nasasabuhay. Hindi, pinag-aralan mo rin. Huwag yung ano lang, yung on your way to the church, tingnan mo na lang yung pinadala ni Winston. Hindi naman ganun. Pinag-aralan mo rin. Di ba? Number two, you do it. Now, kung single ka, ang topic natin is parenting. Eh, medyo talo, medyo ano. Pero still, kahit hindi mo magawa, ano magagawa mo? Wala ka naman anak talaga. Eh, parenting yung topic mo. Okay pa rin yun. Kasi at least, you know, you're gonna be a father someday. Or you can use other people's stories. But the direction is there. And then you teach. There's a need to study, to do, and to teach. So as a preacher, ano rin talaga, yung sinasabuhay mo rin ito. Hindi, ang hirap mag-preach ng tithing na hindi ka nagtatithe. Mahirap yata yun. Alam mo na talagang kayong mag-asawa, talagang tinatabi nyo na yan. Bago pa sa service, nakatabi na yan. Kaya pag nagpipreach ka generosity or tithing, ang lakas eh. Kasi you didn't only study it, but you're doing it and now you're teaching it. Then you can impart. Once again, I just want to share that to us today. And I have a charge for us, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, and it says, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is the judge of the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, verse 2, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reproof, rebuke, exhort with complete patience and teaching. So I charge you today to continue doing what you're doing. And in season and out of season, and may the Lord continue to be honored through our preaching. May He continue to be glorified. And may He continue to be pleased every time we represent Him in the pulpit. Let me pray for you. Father God, thank you for each one. We pray that you will help each one of us, Lord, that every time we would speak, every time we would stand, we count it a privilege of all the millions and thousands upon thousands of people who are in the ministry. You've chosen us to have the privilege to be able to stand and speak and encourage your people. You said in your word, I will build my church. It is your church anyway, Lord. You've just called us to go make disciples, called us to preach the word in season and out of season. May we continue, Lord, to be, let the prophets tell their dreams. But you're asking us who possess the word to speak it faithfully. May we be found faithful, Lord, on a regular basis. Thank you, Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so we have 5 minutes. If you have questions, feel free lang. If you have questions, clarification, yep. Louis.
For the Pastor Purdy, hindi masyadong related dun, but related dun sa yung lead pastor, kasi di ba pag marami kang services, let's say, in my case, apat yung services, and the preachers kami, tatlo, mm-hmm. and then nag-iikot kami dun sa services. Mm-hmm. Pero yung idea of the lead pastor always preach on a certain time, mm-hmm. schedule. And so, ano ba ang ano, meron bang reason bakit kailangan gano'n, o okay ba yung umiikot?
Umiikot kayo?
Oo, yeah. Walang ano, wala kami specific schedule. Oh. Parang minsan 10 ako, minsan 1, minsan 3, minsan 5.
Pero so, tigo 1 or tigo 2 services.
1 or 2. Ayan, ang pinipreach. Minsan nga, wala ako, silang dalawa, tapos minsan sila wala ako naman.
Okay. Something. Yeah, I think yun yung context mo. I don't know how to apply it. Ang principle lang kasi nung lead pastor sa Metro Manila is sa sobrang dami, makafocus sa at least dalawa. We just arbitrary na lang dito kasi wala tayong, we can't compare ourselves to other churches. Yung hirap eh. Sa America, one guy preaching in the main hall tapos na live stream sa mga services. So it's hard to, yung mga tao doon, tiga ano lang, ang mga pastor nila sa mga campuses. When you say campus, mga venues, ano lang, push button, parang sound guy lang yung pastor nila doon. Tiga push button lang ng ano, ng sound. So, iba din yon. Ibang lead pastor doon. Ibang responsibility. Announcement lang, saka prayer sa huli. Yun lang, transition. Yun lang trabaho ng lead pastor. Hindi nagpipreach ng word. Nagpipreach ng word si sino ba yun? Si,
Andy Stanley,
whoever. Hindi ko nakapunta rin eh. Kay,
Rick Warren.
Rick Warren sa Saddleback. Tayo, sa province, I don't know how you guys can apply it. Basta ang principle dito, sa sobrang dami, at least man lang, minimum of 2, can encourage kayo mga ibang pastor to preach 3 or 4 times, I ask them to preach lang para they can give their best sa dalawang services. Now, if you need to preach 2 in the morning and then visit the other 2, okay lang naman yun, para tulong-tulong. Kasi ganoon naman sa probinsya, di ba? Tulungan, all hands on deck. Kasi, ano eh, kukunti tayo dun eh. So, kailangan nagpapakita tayo sa lahat ng mga services. So, okay lang naman yun. Maganda rin may regularity para yung mga tao naman na meet yung needs nila. Kasi naministeran mo in the morning, consistent na nakikita mo sila weekly, naministeran mo, tapos yung gabi, ang dami rin may mga needs doon, ayaw mo naman yung ibang pastor mo to also help meet those needs. So pag may nakita silang regular na guy na nagpipreach, nasi-secure din sila eh. But if kung knowing naman na apat talaga kayo lagi sa lahat ng services, so it's up to you. It's up to you. Kasi iba-iba kasing volume and weight ng situations natin. So okay pa rin yan. But when you come a time na napakalaki na, you might need to reconsider. Yeah. Ano again?
Are you going to preach on Sunday?
Yes. When I'm in town, I take the opportunity to preach kasi ang tagal kong nawala, di ba? 2 months. Almost 2 months. Descending to hell? I've yet to review it and check it. Ako, I told the guys kung ano yung original ng Apostles' Creed. Let's follow it. Explain mo na lang afterwards bakit Hades ba yung iba? Tapos yung iba, tinanggal yung Catholic, ginawang Universal Church. Mga response na lang yun because of the Catholicism. Kaya tinanggal yung Catholic, nilagay Universal. Let's just put there the original one. Kasi yun yung sinulat ng mga original fathers nung nagsulat ng Apostles' Creed. And then explain mo na lang in your sermon. Yung ba yung topic natin this week? Yung he went to hell or next week pa yun? Gospel eh, di ba? Are we using 1 Corinthians 15 ba? Baka lang may resurrection na rin din noon, you know? Ano ba yung topic natin next week? Easter. Ayun, so another text yun. Anong text mang ginamit doon? O, yung this Sunday. Pero death, burial, resurrection, di ba ng Easter?
No.
I have to look at it. Kasi iniisip ko, medyo magbi-bleed eh. Medyo ano na lang. Medyo magbi-bleed siya, but...
Resurrection of the body.
Resurrection of the body next week.
Ah,
resurrection ni Jesus. So ngayon na yung parang may ano, no? Easter, no? Yeah. Medyo ano lang, challenging, but it's okay, at least for a change. So this is our chance to ano, to preach the gospel this weekend.
Yeah.
Di ba? I pass it on to you. So merong ano yun, may declaration doon. Death, burial, resurrection. And then my, you know. Any more question? Yes, Fidel. And then us.
Yung going back those last days. Is it recommendable right
last
now? Parang nire-recommend mo na parang, kasi usually ngayon, we are using the iPad.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
Parang
good
maganda
question.
Rin yata na ako, ano, yung sinabi mo, ang lakas ng dating sa akin noon eh. How about bringing the iPad together with the Bible, tapos okay. Pag-reading the Word. So,
good question. You know what I do personally? What I do personally? Ito na yung note ko kasi, I use iPad then before. Kailang you have to understand. At least, iba pa, yung ginagawa ko, inaano ko na lang yung 5-minuter or never na hindi para hindi mamatay ito. Tapos iniipit ko na lang. Every time I go up, ganito, kita nila may Bible ako. I go after nung teaser, pag-akit ko, good morning everyone, I'm glad you're all here. Pero hindi ko, habang binubuksan ko, andun sila. I'm glad you're here. We're now on the fourth part of this series called Apostles' Creed. And how many of you have been enjoying this so far? And then I move on, and then may nagbabasa nga for me ng text eh. Pero pagka ano na, when you're there, dala ko talaga. If you are, kung teki yung city mo, pero okay lang siguro. Pero alam mo yun, parang minsan, inisip ko parang sa sobrang may iPhone, may iPad, may ano, tapos mga estudyante, walang Nokia, parang walang may disconnect. Naka-iPad ka, tapos yung mga estudyante, ni-Nokia, wala.
Or old guys,
na hindi medyo ano. So, iba eh. Baka excited ka lang sa iPhone mo siguro, sa iPad mo, okay lang yon. Pero minsan, don't rub it in. Parang tingnan mo pa rin yung audience mo. May time na you can use it. I'm not saying don't use it. I'm just saying, know your audience. I don't know your audience eh. Mas kilala niyo yung audience. For me, since 9 o'clock ako, mas marami akong mga Victory Baptist sa morning. So, what I mean is, may older, maraming ang tawag ng conservative. Sa 7 o'clock, yan, banatan yan. I was telling the guy last Sunday, sabi ko, 7 o'clock, bagay ka doon, Ryan. Ibang klase, nakatayo ka palang na ganyan, magtatawanan na yung mga tao. Intense pa, sabi ko, you're intense like me. But in the 9 o'clock, sabi ko, pause. Stand up straight, pause. Huwag hindi nakaganyan ka lagi. Parang galit ka lagi. 7 o'clock bagay yan. Pero sa 9 o'clock, iba. You have to. Kasi may mga lolo, lola to, may mga businessman, may mga theologians pa nga doon minsan. At least 10% are intellectuals. Meron doon, may mga napasisingit na mga theologians na galing ng seminary, hindi mo alam. So you really have to. May tayo ka eh sa morning. Alam mo na may tayo ka doon eh. It deserves respect. Alam mo yun? And so, pero sa evening, minsan ang daming young people. So, mas okay, mas cool. You can have your gadgets if you want. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Si Judy, nag-usap kami yesterday. Sabi niya, alam mo, Ferdy, I'm just telling you what she said. She says, yun yun, the one I told you. Tingnan mo yun. Lahat ng campus missionaries, naka-iPhone. Yung isudyanteng tinireach out nila, niwalang, hirap na hirap nga magka-allowance that week eh. Puro iPhone. Pag nagpipreach, puro ayan yung iPhone, no? You know what I'm talking about? You know, parang, puro iPhone, iPad. If you can just put it down, you know? And point out to the scripture. Get the scripture. Kapati nga yung nagko-communion minsan, I ask them, alam ko may PowerPoint, but it's different when you come up there and just, I want you to turn your Bibles or I'd like to read from the passage of Escape, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians 11, second. Verse 23 says, for I pass on to you, you know, to you what I, you know, for I, receive what I pass on to you. On the night he was betrayed, took bread. Memorize ko na yun, pero I still have to read it in front of them. The night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup. You know, I mean, and then you move on. You read it. Why you memorize it now? Why do you have to still do it? Well, because you want them to know that you're remembering from the word and you're reading it in front of them. Let them have that sense of, wow, this is the word of God. Parang sa bahay, parang di na iba sa bahay. Alam mo ginagawa sa bahay? I don't use Kindle or I don't download books. I buy hard books, hardbound. I buy books talaga. You know why? Kasi sa bahay, pag hawak ko iPhone ka na naman. So sinabi ko, hindi to iPhone, ha? Oh. Parenting attempt 1, 2, 3. So parang ganun din sa church minsan. So, kung puro ka iPhone, kung puro ka tech, it'd be good for them to see a Bible you carry. It brings, I don't know about you guys, but I'm more old school. I guess the youth will also appreciate it if they see you going to that pulpit with a Bible. So you don't have to all the time. I'm not saying, I'm just sharing with you some of the sentiments I'm hearing and all. So, any more? Yes, sir.
More of the exegesis and more of the hurt. But I miss the days when people, you know, look at me and analyze me the way I preach. I was thinking lang of maybe a staff development for preachers again or preaching techniques again that all of us can all again undergo how
this
you do
it. This is it with right. Pastor Paul.
Yeah.
Ito yun. Ito pero wala, itong staff day, yung ginagawa natin ngayon, review to.
Right. Pero Pastor Ford is more of the content, but not on the delivery, not on the...
Content?
Yeah.
Ito, hermeneutics, yung ginawa nyo kanina with Pastor Paul. Hermeneutics. Digging into the scriptures. Homiletic, yeah. Yung outline.
Pastor Ford, itong training namin is more of the content, but the delivery, that's what we need.
Oh,
training.
Yeah. So this one, I was sharing with you na. On, pag may chance, we do it. And then if not, kung sa region nyo, maybe you should do it among yourselves. Yun ang ginagawa ko nung si Ray Corpus nasa Ortigas, kami nila Pastor Rico. Since ang dami namin pinapakit na gawa ng offering and all, we gathered all of them and managturo ako si Rico saka si Pastor Jerome would do that sa ano, di ba? You would do that and do preaching. They even invited the attorney Mark Castrodes. Yung tayo lang ni Mark yung malalaman mo nung discipleship 2016 natin, nung basan ng gano'n siya. Di ba? I mean, yung gano'n, you can invite him, have your own, para naman, kasi kung dalawa lang kayo, invite nyo si Mark, mas maganda region, and then bring all your preachers and have your own training there. I like that. Anyone else? Yes.
Sa Manila, sabay kayo ng Series 1 Church. May reason kung bakit nyo ginagawa yan. Pero sa province, what would you suggest or in your opinion, sa'yo personally, okay ba na yung sasabay kami or late, at least for example, one week?
Kami ni Pastor Julius Kalekay before. Ang dilema niya, yung mga tiga Manila pupunta ron, one week delayed siya nung araw. Sabi niya, napapayasa kasi after pagdating nun, isang katutak nagbakasyon doon, narinig na nila last week, tapos marinig nila uli ngayon. So what he did, nung nasanay na, sabi ko, bro, kaya mo na yan, makipagsabayan ka na. So ngayon, sabay na. So depende sa locality mo, sa situation. Sa Tacloban, because of the Yolanda, they decided one week late or something like that, even at a certain period. Which is kasi understandable eh. Hindi naman, wala namang ano yun. Okay lang yun. Kahit nga one week, yung nga, iba sa inyo. Nung, alam nyo ba, nung tumakbo across the Philippines, yung pinreach ko sa Tacloban, which is, ano tayo nun eh, campus eh. Yun ang pinreach ko sa, nung nakarating ako ng Tugigaraw, yun ang preaching ko. Yung pala, ano sila, one week delayed. Hindi, one week, one series delayed. One series. Kasi depende sa anong gusto mo ma-accomplish kasi. So you know your context more than I do. Any more question? Okay. Thank you guys. I hope we could meet again and talk.